They're going tip-offs about, what,
7:30 something?
Yeah, 7:30 and a little bit.
Yeah, 7:30 and a little bit tomorrow. Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, I saw a little bit of that first men's game. I didn't see any of the second men's game. I had a function to go to, but who's going to sing the national anthem tonight? Do we know? Have we heard?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be out there. So
they did not consult with me, but I'll see if I can find it.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's probably in the Houston Chronicle. I just hadn't cracked that thing open yet to see. All right. Yeah. This is got another email security breach thing. Can't make you happy. So get ready. If you're a customer of Walgreens, Capital One, or City, your email address may have been stolen. There was a huge security breach at Epsilon, which is the biggest email marketing company, leading to potentially millions of stolen email addresses stored in databases for several major companies. First major brand reported was TiVo. Several others added to the list over the weekend. Security Week has been keeping up on the brand. So here you go. If these people have your email address, it may have been stolen. Kroger, TiVo, U.S. Bank, J.P. Morgan, Capital One, Citi, Home Shopping Network. That's me. Ritz-Carlton, Ritz-Carlton Rewards, Marriott Rewards, New York & Company, Brookstone, Walgreens, the College Board, and Disney Destinations. So just be aware.
One of those I know has mine.
All right, so did you find it?
No. No, it's not. It's not like Super Bowl anthems.
Yeah, anymore. I know.
I'm like trying to find Phyllis Kelly.
Phyllis Kelly could be there.
She
Phyllis could be warming it up. Warming it up right now.
Warbling those
notes. 911 dispatchers in Ohio were shocked when they got a call from a guy who was already in jail. 26-year-old Joseph Walsh used his personal phone. Don't they take that away from you? To call 911 from a holding cell. According to dispatchers, he demanded to know why he was, quote, getting hogtied in a holding cell at the county jail. Cops say the man was in custody for trying to start a bar brawl. Well, why not?
Uh-huh.
After being placed in the holding cell, police say that Mr. Walsh started banging on the door and screaming. That's when they cuffed him to the door. Officers eventually confiscated his cell phone. Good idea. He's being charged with persistent disorderly conduct.
Oh,
I like that.
That's the bad kind there. Yeah.
Not only are you annoying, you continue to be annoying. Here's a story, Chase, you and I talked about off the air, I think, on Friday. Postal Service will close 7 district offices and eliminate 7,500 jobs over the next year to stop financial losses. The service lost $8.5 billion. To encourage people to leave, officials are offering $20,000 buyouts for administrators older than 50 with 20 years experience or an employee that's worked there for 25 years. They expect about 3,000 people to take those and hope to save about $750 million. Local offices will close in Montana, Ohio, Rhode Island, Michigan, and Georgia, among other places. There will be up to 2,000 closures in coming years. So if you have a favorite little post office, and I don't know what you can do, what, go do more business with them? I don't know.
Hope for the best.
Go mail a letter and see. Okay, we're going to give these people one more day of this, I think, because they found the cobra.
They did.
They found the Bronx Zoo cobra.
Was it in the house?
It was. And they had said, because it doesn't like open spaces, it, in fact, was in this little area back in the back. But, as Chase said, somebody probably at the zoo has done a really good job of marketing. And so the Lost Bronx Zoo cobra has continued to tweet. And so I think for the last day we've done this. The secret to surviving on the inside is to find the biggest snake here and take him down. That earns you the respect in the yard. Okay.
I think the first one after they found it was managed to sneak in my iPhone or something like that. Stay tuned.
Second tweet. A lot of you are asking for details of my capture. Basically, I was caught between the moon and New York City. Which is, Arthur's coming back out, so that's probably good. And then somebody sent me a great edible rodent arrangement.
Nice.
There you go. So, again, I think they've done a good job of taking this situation and making it a good market opportunity for them. Braintree, Massachusetts, Joanne Rannon's car was acting kind of funny, having trouble starting the car. And the little engine warning light was flashing. So she took her car to a mechanic, spotted the problem right away. That would have been the family of squirrels that were nesting inside the engine.
Hmm.
Last time she was under the hood was 3 weeks ago to top off the wiper fluid. Mama squirrel chewed through some wires. Mechanic told her she was lucky her engine didn't catch a fire. Cost $642 to house the squirrels. So actually, it was to fix the car because they housed the squirrels. So on a personal note, I have these little things that cover the outside faucets, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And they're
worried nothing. About a freeze?
Yeah, know? Well, I was. But anyway, no, I just left them on there because no reason to use the faucet.
Right.
One faucet I had, and so what I did is I just left a little, the rubber band thing that goes around the handle of the water,
uh-huh.
around the handle, so it was hanging, if you will, kind of open. So there was the opening of the styrofoam little faucet cover. A bird built a nest in there.
Oh, really?
And so, laid eggs.
Oh.
An industrious bird.
Yeah, really.
Did you disturb it?
No, I went in and I saw the eggs. Uh-huh. There was not a bird in there. And then a couple of days, I guess Saturday, kind of peeked around the corner and there was the bird sitting in there eyeing me. So we'll see how that works out.
Will the little birdies be able to get out okay?
Yeah, oh, sure. They'll be fine. It's just a matter of it's only 3 feet off the ground. I don't know how safe that'll be. But again, you know, an industrious bird, an opportunity right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that works, and that's
fine. What if you need to get to your faucet before the birds take flight?
There's another faucet. I'll just go over and I'll water from that faucet if I need to.
Really?
It's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what? What do you want me to do? What? All right, what do you? Okay, come on. Come on. I'm letting the bird huggers line up here. What am I supposed to do?
No, I think you're doing fine.
I hear
you. I'm hardly a bird hugger.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know.
What are you going to set newspaper fire?
Yeah,
and Chase, burn them or
ahead,
what?
Yeah.
If you need to use the faucet, you need to use the faucet. That's your faucet, not theirs.
Hello.
No. I think that would be safer if you're a baby bird. Do you want to fall from a high treetop or 3 feet off the ground?
Well, that's a good point, but that's also, you know, you're 3 feet.
And
off
I don't.
Ground.
Well, and I have to understand. You have to understand. I'm kind of tainted by the whole thing because I don't know what the birds are, and I know our listeners can probably help me out. What the birds are that build the nests on the underside of your front porch?
Oh yeah.
But
you got one of those?
Son.
You got an aviary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're up to three nests now.
Really?
What is that about? You're supposed to knock them down.
I do knock them down, okay. And they come back.
Under porch.
They have, they have a brain the size of a pencil eraser, yet they can find my house every year for about 5 years in a row now.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Yeah. Hey,
you're on the AAA list.
That's right.
I got like four bird diamonds here.
Kale Way's got your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's I know that we have some kind of bird that invariably gets trapped in the garage every year. You know, invariably.
That's just Darwin. You know, stupid bird.
It
Come
is.
On, man.
It, so I try to open as many openings as I can out of the garage so they get as many shots as possible to get out. And eventually they all do. But,
Observer informs me it's a barn swallow.
Yeah, that's
you know what?
Right.
You know what, bird? My house is a house. It's not a barn. Get it straight.
Wow.
Stupid bird.
Do you stand out there and clench your fist and shake it at the bird?
I shake it at them in my house coat with my rollers.
Them too.
Well yeah. I have a split second.
Put the entire brakes on.
Yeah.
I have a barn swallow. Funny. Now I know what it is. I have a barn swallow that nests every year up in the corner, but I mean, that's fine if they want a nest there. But when
I'll send mine to your house.
Well,
how about that?
But when I'm going out the front door, just innocently walking out the front door to go get the paper,
don't
dive bomb at my head, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that scares the waddle out of me. Yeah. I'm not ready for a bird. I feel like I'm in a Hitchcock movie all of a sudden.
See lighted newspaper reference from earlier in the conversation.
Believe so.
Solve that right away. How's that? Be sensitive. All right, looks like the recession just was a temporary blip for those executive salaries. 2010 data shows that the median CEO pay went up 27% last year. That'd be 27%, while private industry workers saw their paychecks go up about 2.1%. I understand. Yeah. USA Today describes the jump as one of the largest increases in recent history. Oh, hey, by the way, did you hear that BP is going to resume deepwater drilling in the Gulf in July?
Good.
Yeah. Did I also
Somebody needs to.
Yeah. Well, I figured nobody's going to be as safe as they are, right?
Yeah. And that's another thing. While we're talking about safe, TransOcean gave its most senior managers 2/3 of their total possible safety bonus on Friday. So, in other words, that little that little deep water horizon rig thing, you know, the one where 11 people died and that millions and millions of gallons of oil spilling into the Gulf. That belonged to Transocean. But it's okay. See, in its regulatory filing, the company mentioned the tragic loss of life in the Gulf, but also said it still had exemplary safety records because it had either met or exceeded its internal safety measures. So, just saying.
So what, they're almost up to, what, 365 days since a massive spill in the Gulf on their sign?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I think that's fine, right? So go ahead and get, again, that's the safety bonus that they got. Not just some sort of performance bonus, but a safety bonus. So, good for them.
Gosh, what a great PR move if, you know, someone in their marketing department, not that they would have been listened to, had actually said, we probably should give this money to charity.
Yeah, exactly. Some sort of situation that would impact the people who were in a negative way impact. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir. To get rid of them barn sparrows, put you a fake rubber snake out.
Got it.
Really?
Thank you. Okay.
Awesome. Think if I go and get one today, they'll just pack up and leave?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
That's true.
You know, or you could just nail it to the side of the house, too, like it's creeping up the wall. You never know.
That might work.
Okay. Just saying.
I'm thinking, you know, if I just put it on the ground, though, that might scare away solicitors, too.
Yeah.
Or just get a real snake.